The interview.
Well, all the media seems to be able to talk about, because they're all based on the East Coast, is the fact that their area is being blanketed with wildfire smoke coming from the Canadians. They're always to blame. But, of course, we're also hearing that global warming is to blame. And that seems to be the go-to excuse whenever any incident happens involving the environment. Joining me on the line to discuss is someone who knows a thing or two about this. He's the Vice President of External Affairs at the American Conservation Coalition, where I serve as an Evergreen Advisor. Chris Barnard, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jason. I know you're based on the West Coast, so for once it's us having to deal with wildfire smoke.
Yeah, no kidding. I was thinking that the other day. I'm like, they're making a big deal about this. This happens to us pretty much once a year, and it's almost always coming from Canada. Not always, but in large part it comes from Canada. What role does climate change play in this? Because if I'm listening to some media outlets, it's the biggest driver of this.
Yeah, it's a really frustrating conversation, honestly, because you have people like Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying, this is a new normal. This is all caused by climate change. You have mainstream media outlets just directly pinning the blame on climate change. But really, the truth is much more nuanced. We should establish that, yes, climate change does make things warmer and hotter. And obviously, when you're talking about forest fires and forests in general, that will have an impact. But at the end of the day, these fires are not just randomly starting in a vacuum. They are started overwhelmingly by humans, sometimes by lightning or other sources. But for the most part, it's because of humans causing them, mostly unintentional. And also the other problem is that we've had terrible forest management mm-hmm. policies that have actually refused to tackle the root of this problem, which is that if you refuse to take out underbrush in overgrown forests or you take out some of the growth that has been there for decades because environmentalists think that that's somehow damaging the forest, you're building up decades worth of tinder that once there is a flame in the area, the whole thing goes up in flames.
Exactly.
And so what we should be doing and talking about is how can we better manage our forests so that they don't go up in flames every year because of humans causing it. And so I think blaming climate change is just really one side of the story and doesn't get to the root problem, which is actually environmentalists stopping us from doing the very forest management that would prevent these kinds of fires in the first place.
Exactly. It's just a lazy argument that because it doesn't get to the root cause of the issue ensures that this will happen again, which then, of course, means Chuck Schumer and others will double down, triple down, quadruple down on the same lazy argument about climate change. And this whole idea of, even to your point, climate change can, in fact, make things warmer. And if things are warmer, then something that is occurring like this fire would be negatively impacted. Yeah, it's also true, but it feels like climate change can also lead to wetter environments, right? And as a result of that, that could also cause some problems or exacerbate issues. At some point, we have to step back and say, we can't just constantly use this as an argument because the way that it is framed makes it so that you could literally tie absolutely everything to this nebulous term of climate change. And rather than clear out the brush and the dry, dead leaves, we are choosing to be beholden to environmental purists who don't think that humans should have any role in maintaining our wilderness.
Right. And the most frustrating thing to your point is that it gives environmentalists and climate activists this sense of moral superiority,
yep,
where they absolve themselves of the responsibility for what they have lobbied for and advocated for, and they just say, oh, we need to just tackle climate change and move to 100% renewables by 2030 and do all these crazy plans, when actually in a particular scenario like this, what we need to be doing is what indigenous communities have been doing for centuries, what farmers and ranchers have been doing across the world, which is do controlled burns that clear out some of that underbrush and that actually get to the root of the problem. And the hypocrisy is very annoying because if you look at California, which has some of the worst forest management policies mm-hmm. in the entire world, their entire emissions reductions of the last 2 decades were wiped out in a single fire season in 2020. So they are implementing these crazy expensive policies that are reducing emissions around the edges and at the same time not managing their forests properly. And so what happens when you have a crazy forest season, wildfire season like you had in 2020, all those emissions go into the air and wipe out all the progress you made. I don't think that's really good environmental policy.
It isn't. And of course, it also then makes it harder for you and I, who care about the environment, to actually make arguments in favor of certain kinds of environmentalist policy, because people are, I think, smart enough to see through some of this nonsense, and then they are just inherently distrustful of any message that comes from people even that they trust, because they see it being exploited. And at the end of the day, my biggest issue with environmentalism in this country, and really around the globe, is that it's more about a political ideology of being anti-capitalist, anti-big business, than it is about actually protecting the environment.
Yeah, and that's why the American Conservation Coalition exists, frankly. It's to inject fresh, new common sense ideas into this conversation. And I do think the tide is shifting. There are more and more people that are understanding that we can't just keep on going with the irrational environmental approach to these things that we've had for the last few decades. And so I'm optimistic that we can keep changing things and changing this narrative, but it's going to need a lot more people saying the right things.
Absolutely. And I know that's going to be a big part of what you do over at acc.eco. For those of you who want to learn more about the American Conservation Coalition, acc.eco. You're about 10 minutes away, I think, from becoming president of the organization.
Yeah, I'll be taking over in August, which is very exciting. We're growing fast, and really, I think it shows the appetite for just sensible environmentalism, which just is more needed than ever.
100%. Again, it's acc.eco if you want to learn more and see how you can take action. Chris Barnard, thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
You're listening to The Jason Rand Show.